There was a Zohar in Bereshit, page 26b. He discusses the with Rabbi Akiva and about the golden calf, and he says, what happened with the Ruchot, with the tablets that Moshe brought down from Har Sinai? And when Moshe saw that they made the golden calf, the Vav, the letter Vav, was Poreach. It flew out from the Ruchot, and they broke. And they broke. When he says the letter Vav, he means the energy intelligence of the letter Vav. And they broke. And he said, that already included the destruction of the first and second temples, because the energy intelligence, the core of the first temple, was on the right side of the two tablets. There were two tablets, right and left. Because the right one contained all that energy that could sustain the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, the first temple. The second tablet contain the energy that would sustain the second Beit HaMikdash. And because it came out of this energy intelligence was lost, because what happened with the golden calf? Until that moment, the Zohar says, the Jews corrected the sin of Adam. What was the sin of Adam? What happened with the sin of Adam? Before there was the Etz HaChayim. What do you mean Etz HaChayim? Eternity, Netzach. After the sin of Adam, he fell, and now he lived in the world of Chayim u'Mavet, life and death. He could choose which one. So before the golden calf, the Egel HaZahav, the Jew had reached the Dargah of Adam HaRishon, the degree of Adam HaRishon, before his sin. And so there was only life, only Etz HaChayim. And so there would have been, within those two tablets, Chayim. The Jew made the golden calf, and that Chayim changed from being only Chayim to now Chayim and Mavet. Life and death. They were both. The Vav, as we know the Vav, is Kavantzai. Kavantzai is the central column. Central column is what sustains the world. You know, they look for the antimatter. How do you say antimatter?
Antichomer.
All of a sudden they recognize that there is a koch in the world called antichomer, antimatter. Knows everything is matter. Everybody knows there's matter. But now they realize there's antimatter in the world, and they're looking for it. The antimatter is the Kavam Sayi, koch hitnagdu. When they made the golden calf, they returned to the state of Chomer. That was the golden calf, the Egel HaZahav, with all of its implications. They returned to a state of Chomer. That was important. Chomer means only one thing. That's on the Kabbalah, lots more, the desire to receive for oneself alone. You want to know what the energy intelligence of a table is? It's a desire to receive for oneself alone. The Vav is Kavan Sayyid. And that could sustain Chayim. If it wasn't there, it was Chomer. But when they made Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, they reverted back to that condition of Adam HaRishon before his son.